Welcome in to the VIP iPhone Users Group, December 4th, 2024. Can't believe it is into December already. This year has just flown by. Well, I'm going to open up the discussion today. I was going through my email looking for content, and I found the VIP, Apple Viz newsletter. So I'm perusing in there, looking for different things. They've got an Airbnb app. No, I don't think that suits me. So it might be for some travelers out there. But then, as you all know, I like to create things for people. They have an AI, Gemini AI for the iPhone. It's an app. I said, you're talking my language now. So I went into the app, downloaded it, and I've already created, you know what I do? I created a get well message for Linda. So, hey, Kristen, welcome in. So we're talking about the Gemini AI is now available on the iPhone. And let me tell you, it is so easy to use. I set it up. I allowed the microphone to access my phone. I went to do the message, and it gave me the option to record or use the microphone or type. Well, I prefer typing, so I just typed in what I wanted it to do and sent the message. And it sent it back, and it read it in the voice that I chose. And there's like half a dozen voices or more that you can choose from for it to read the content to you. Then you have the option to copy it, which I did, or share it, which I did. I shared it to Dropbox. And from Dropbox, I put it on my computer and went through the normal steps that I do to create what I create. So I did do a little get well message for Linda, and I hope and pray that she will be able to hear it one day.
Hey, Chris Ann.
Is that app free, Cheryl?
It is free, but of course, like all apps, if you want to do more with it, which I do not, you can pay a subscription fee of $19 and some odd cents and get a lot more capability. But for what I do, the free works.
Is that a one-time fee, or is it a monthly subscription or something?
From what I gathered, from what I read, it's a monthly subscription, which I'm not interested in doing at all. But it works just as well as it does on the computer. I think it's a little easier to use on the app. So I'm very, very pleased to have that on there. If I could just get 11 labs to do that. Because I went on... After I got the text, I went on to 11 Labs and created, you know, used Glenda and, you know, put it on in the voice and then put it to music.
So what's the name of the app again?
Gemini AI.
Well, all I got to do is learn how to spell Gemini.
I know. So that's the Google's version of AI, right?
Yep, but it's there's an app for the iPhone.
That's neat.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Could you give us a demonstration of the thing you did for Linda?
I can play it for you if you'd like to hear it.
I'd kind of like to. I don't know about everybody else.
Yeah, I would like to hear it too.
Yeah, I would too, if you don't mind sharing it.
Okay, here we go.
Linda, our dear friend, a heart so bright, a sudden fall, a somber night, Parker, Terry, Nan, and Mar, Cowboy, Cheryl, Wayne afar, our morning chat, a worried tone, missing your laughter, warm and known, hospital walls, a sterile sight, we send our love, our hearts take flight. Heal quickly, Linda, strong and true. Our thoughts are with you, morning through. Return to our chat. Your spirits gleam, a cherished friend, a morning dream. Till then, we'll hold you close in heart. A speedy recovery, a brand new start.
Did do a nice job.
Yeah, it did.
Very nice.
That's neat. I love the piano music behind it. That's really a nice touch as well.
Yeah, that was Wayne's idea. He's good at that kind of thing. Whenever I have music to get, I just put him on that. He's good at finding the right thing.
Oh, that's cool.
He's good at quite a few things.
Yes, he is.
He's a pretty cool dude.
Are you saying he's a keeper?
He's a keeper.
He's probably thinking the same thing about you.
Well, I hope so.
Well, Cheryl, I have been waiting for this class because remember I told you I had a question? Well, the question that I had, I still have, but it cleared itself up all by itself, and I don't know why or how or when or whatever. But all of a sudden, that stupid app library was showing on my phone, and I could not get it to go away no matter what I did. Well, evidently, there must have been an update to the operating system on Tuesday or whenever they come out, because I had to put my passcode in this morning and all of a sudden my apps were back to the way I like them, you know, with just the regular app list in the page format and all that. So I don't know what changed, but whatever it was, I hope it stays that way.
You're not the first person that talked about, you know, when they updated, things changed on their iPhone. I got another friend that updated her iPhone, and it just changed the whole look. Her dock is gone. The apps are all in folders that she didn't create. She's like, I don't know how to get it back, and I couldn't really tell her what to do because I haven't updated and now I'm more hesitant than ever to update. But I did tell her to go to the call Apple accessibility and see if they're familiar with that issue.
I have been updating my iPhone. Every time one comes out, I update. And none, that has not happened to me. I don't get it because I have not had that happen.
Yeah, that's the app library that she's experiencing, because that's exactly the way the app library behaves. It creates all these folders, finance and productivity, and I can't remember the names of them, but there's entertainment and all these different folders that it supposedly creates and puts all your apps in these folders. And, I mean, I have a couple of folders that I created myself, but I don't know. It's weird because that's exactly what happened to me. And like her, my dock was gone too, and there was no way to get it back.
I guess I never ran across that library. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know it did that. I guess I've been in the dark, but I don't think I like that. I've got folders with stuff in it that, you know, created, but I've never experienced that at all. It's interesting. I wonder if you can rename the folders that they create.
I wonder if it just made a copy of your apps and put it in the app library and you still have the original folders. But I don't like the idea of the app library taking over the phone and so that you can't get to the other stuff. It's like, that's not cool.
Right. Maybe that's why I didn't have a problem, because I created a lot of folders on my own. And maybe the fact I already had them didn't do that. But my dock is still there.
When did this update take place? Because I haven't had that happen either. But if it's like yesterday or something like that, I haven't updated then.
Well, the friend that updated had 18.1.1. And do you have your dock now? And you didn't do anything to get it back, right?
No. It must have updated overnight because I had to put in my passcode this morning in order to get the phone to unlock. And when it did, everything was back to normal. But before that, I had that app library, so the update must have fixed mine.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it makes me hesitant to update, but I think I'm going to have to update just so that I can, be on the same page with most everybody. I can't be running these iPhone things and be too chicken to update.
The other thing is I got an Apple Watch last week. And it's the SE, second or third version, I forget. But it was on sale, and with a bunch of rewards points and stuff that I had, I was able to get it for a pretty good price. Does anybody know if there is a list anywhere of all of the commands and things that you can do with an Apple Watch? Because I kind of have to go feeling around in there to figure out exactly what to do. Hey there, Sarah.
I know nothing about an Apple Watch, but I do know that Angela has had one for a long time, and that might be a source for you.
Oh, I have an Apple Watch. Hi, everybody.
Hey, birthday girl.
Yeah, there's the birthday girl. I just checked my phone. I am currently running 18.1.1, and that was about a week or more ago that I updated that. So if you haven't, if you hadn't had your phone updated, maybe that's what happened. But the one I'm running is 18.1.1, and everything I've got is working fine.
Well, that's encouraging. Hey, Sarah, I forgot to tell you happy birthday earlier. I hope you're having a great one.
Happy, happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah's just looking for excuses to keep coming back on the site. She likes that birthday message.
So, Sarah, we have a question. You have an iWatch. So, was there a specific place where you went to get all the commands that you can use with the watch?
Yeah, I do like that, Parker. Like that loading birthday page. Watch. What did you want to know about the watch? I use it mostly for exercising. It tells me how many miles I'm walking. I don't really look at the calorie, but I wanted to see how far I'm walking.
We were wondering if there's a place you can go to get all the iPhone commands that you can do with the iWatch.
Gee, I don't know anything about that one.
I also have it on when I exercise. That part of it, to me, doesn't seem to be real super accurate. I don't even know how it measures it in the first place. Yeah, I don't know how it can judge, because you wear it on your wrist, and of course your legs move, so I don't know how it can, I don't really know how it registers that.
I think, Lauren, don't listen, my hand is not on the Bible. I think it's just reporting from what your phone is picking up. You know, there's an app on your phone. Now, you may, if you haven't set that app up on your phone, it may not be very accurate. But I think it's just reporting what the phone gets.
Oh, I see. So when I go downstairs and exercise, I don't bring my phone with me. I just have the watch on. So that might be, maybe it's too far away from the phone.
Well, I know they work in conjunction with each other. Have you gone into the watch feature of the iPhone?
See, I carry my iPhone in my pocket all the time. So every time my leg moves, that sensor senses my leg moving and it records that. If you're not taking the phone down there with you, then no, yours is not going to work.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, you know, because I could certainly, you know, put it in my pocket and, you know, just bring it down with me. Actually, that's what I used to do was I used to, before I got my watch, I used to use the timer on the phone. I'd set it for 20 minutes and things like that. And I was using it to check my mileage and things. So what would be the advantage then of using the watch for that if it's contingent on the phone?
Yeah, that too. But I use it for the heartbeat and a bunch of other stuff. I can't think of it right now.
Well, Cheryl, you mentioned going in their iPhone, the settings for a watch. It seems like to me that would work and you wouldn't need to have your phone with you.
Yeah, I can answer phone calls on my watch if I'm outside without my phone.
Do you have cellular on your watch?
The only advantage of our is that, I mean, like you can read it off the watch more easily. Like in my case, if I'm going to read the phone, I got to take it out of my pocket and then look at it where the watch is right there on my wrist. I can just flick and look at it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I didn't catch your question, Cheryl. What was that question?
Do you have cellular on your watch?
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Well, if you have cellular, that means you don't need the phone to use the watch as a phone.
Oh, yeah. I do have that, yep. I didn't understand what the word you were saying. Yep, I got it.
Interesting. Yeah, how can you tell if your watch has cellular on it?
Yeah, you have to put it on there. It's an option that you have to do with your phone company.
That's right. I get it from T-Mobile. Yeah, you got to request it.
I thought it either came with it or it didn't, and you just turned it on with your cell service. Maybe I'm mistaken about that.
Well, I think you're at least partially right, because I think not every watch is capable of it. But you do have to turn on with your cell service.
Is there an extra charge then?
Oh, yeah.
Does the sun rise in the east more?
Okay. Well, it's not really necessary for me. Because I always, like when I go out, I always have my phone in my purse anyway.
Okay. I found a few commands. I don't know if they'll help you much, but here. We'll listen to what it says.
Heading level 2, here are some voice commands for the Apple Watch. List of 6 items. Bullet, turn on voiceover. Say turn on voiceover to use voiceover, which helps you use your Apple Watch even if you can't see the display. View related links button. Bullet, open apps. Use Siri to open apps. View related links button. Bullet, turn settings on or off. Use Siri to turn many settings on or off. View related links button. Bullet, make phone calls. Say something like call Max to make a phone call. View related links button. Bullet, create an event in calendar. Say something like set up a meeting with Gordon at 9. View related links button. Bullet, add an item to reminders. Say something like add artichokes to my groceries list. View related links button. List end.
I don't know if that's of any help at all, but there's a few.
Yeah, that's cool. So you can actually talk on the watch if you get a phone call?
If you have cellular on there, yes.
Okay. But if you don't have cellular, well, if your phone is in the same proximity, can you do it, or do you have to have cellular regardless?
I think you can answer your watch whether or not you have cell service on your phone if you're, like Mar said, within proximity of your phone.
Exactly, you can. Yeah, if you're close enough to your phone, you can. And I don't know what their range is, probably 30 feet maybe.
I suppose typical Bluetooth range.
Yeah, you're probably about right there, 25, 30 feet.
Although my understanding is with Bluetooth 5.0, you can go up to 66 feet.
Well, I know, like, when I go to bed at night, you know, of course, the watch has that sleep function, you know, where you measure your sleep and all that stuff. I've been kind of doing that. It's kind of fun. But it says, even though the phone's out here charging and I'm in the bedroom, it'll say phone is connected or whatever. So it must still be in range.
So if you measure your sleep at night with the watch, do you have to wear? I guess you have to wear the watch. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, you do. You know, I find the watch to be very, very comfortable. I don't even know that I have it on most of the time.
Oh, how does that sleep thing work anyway? What does it tell you?
I don't really realize I've got mine on either when I've got on.
So it's not heavy or anything? Because I feel, you know, it sounds like it's really big and that would be kind of weighty on your arm.
No, at least the one I have. The one I have is the SE generation, like 2 or 3. And it's about 1.5 inches by like 2 inches. So it's rectangle, but it's a little bit bigger than a postage stamp, I'd say. And it's amazing, actually, how comfortable it is on your arm. Because I was afraid it was going to look like a dinner plate on my arm, too, because my wrists are pretty tiny.
Yeah, mine is smaller. I got their different size for that. What does their sleep do for you? Does it tell you how much you're sleeping? Does it tell you you're out of breath?
I know they have a different size. I don't know how many different sizes. I know they go by 40. Like, I think the largest is 42 mm. That's the one I had. I know they have a 38 mm. What that means, millimeter maybe? I don't know. But anyway, and they may have smaller ones. I'm not sure.
Well, they do differentiate it by men and women's. Yeah, that's millimeters.
Yeah, that's 1.7 something inches. So, Mar, yours is a lot smaller than you think it is if you think it's 2 inches or 2.5 inches one way.
Tips. Learn how to make purchases. Well, I don't know. I'd have to measure it, but it might be the width might be more like 1.5 inches or... Activity grouped. Goal achieved. 4 hours.
It's hard to know. And that'd be a big postage stamp.
Grouped. Goal achieved. Yeah, I mean, it isn't quite that small, but I was surprised by how small it actually was. Because I've seen some other watches that are actually a little bigger than this one.
So what does the sleep part of it tell you?
Yeah, I was... Thank you, Chris. I was going to get to that. It tells you how many hours you've slept. I can't remember. I listen to it every morning, but I cannot remember all the data that it gives you right now. I'll take more note of it and tell you at the next meeting, I guess.
Well, what if you, like in the middle of the night, you have to make a little visit to the other room and visit? I mean, it's like, well, you slept 4 hours and then you... I wonder how it does that.
Yeah, I don't know. Of course, it does notice when you get up and walk, because it's got this walk feature too thing where you, it's supposed to remind you to get up and walk every so often.
I'd be right in the middle of a call on the phone and say, time to walk.
It lets you know when it's time to breathe, too.
One thing about it, at least I've found, is, you know, everything that it does is a lot more subtle. It's not like, it's not up in your face. It's very quiet and, you know, it doesn't slam you with anything.
Well, see, that's my concern. If I ever got an Apple Watch, would I be able to hear it, or would I have to put my ear down to my wrist? Just like, what did you say?
Well, one of the things I like about mine, and Wendy likes the same thing, like with certain things, like when you get notices or something, it taps you on the wrist. It's a kind of a tap. You can feel it.
Yeah, I noticed mine when I had it. It would tell you to breathe, and then when you feel the tap, then it was time to exhale, and then it'll say, breathe again, breathe in, and then it taps you, and you exhale. So, yeah, that's kind of neat.
Well, I'm wondering if measuring how long you sleep is kind of like the sleep studies. It tells you how many interrupted sleep patterns you have. I wouldn't think it'd be that detailed, but I'm wondering.
Okay, I was just looking at it said you've been doing a good job of reaching your sleep goal. National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for Madison. And now it says the National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for Madison.
Well, you may not sleep very well after that.
So that does have a pretty good volume level on it. That's neat.
Yeah, I was actually able to hear that. So you're making me kind of think about getting an iWatch there, Mar.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm glad I got it. I was kind of hesitant to jump on the bandwagon, but I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it now when it's at really good price. And I paid about probably less than half of what I would have paid for a new one. So I think I did pretty good.
Half? I think you bought a fourth of a new one, maybe. You got it pretty cheap.
Yeah, I paid $57 for it, and they had it on sale for $149. But with all of my Amazon points and stuff, I was able to get it down to $57, so that was pretty good.
That is really good. So what is the latest generation of iWatch now? Do you know? Anybody know?
Was this a refurbished item? Because I know they have a lot of really good refurbished items on Amazon.
No, this was new. And this is an SE 2 or 3. I can't remember. Parker sent out a notice about it on the tech chat list. And that's what kind of pushed me over the edge. I looked at it on Amazon and I thought, okay, I'm going to do this.
Parker's causing trouble again, huh? Making you spend your money.
Yeah, I'm getting people in trouble again.
This iPhone user group is going to be expensive for me, I have a feeling.
It could happen. Well, it sounds interesting to me. I got away from the iWatch. I decided I wasn't that crazy over it, so I swapped it to my son for a I got the worst end of the deal, but I got a Atomic watch. So, but I might get another one someday. Right now I'm fighting with my phone. I'm still having problems with it. I want to try to get it, make it last until the next spring when they come out with the new ones. So I don't know. I guess it's in the spring, but anyway. I keep getting cut off with my messages, and I hate it. I thought I had it fixed the other day, but I didn't.
So I wonder why it does that. Because you said it's longer and everything like that, and it still interrupts you?
Terry, that test message you sent me, that audio test message, did not sound to me like he's been cut off.
No, but next one I sent to my son, it did. I thought I had it when I sent it to you. It worked great. Then the next time, it cut me right off. Yeah, there's three different settings. There's default, and then there's another one, then there's extended one. And I did the longest. Then I went through and switched it back and switched it over again to see if that would fix it. And I played around with a couple other settings in there. What I really need to do is find somebody that's got time and just go through all the settings with Siri and see if I can set it the same as theirs.
Have you talked to Apple Accessibility about that?
No. I should. That might help.
So how long are you talking when you get cut off? Because maybe I'll send you a audio message and see if it cuts me off, and then we can go through my settings if you want, Terry.
Yeah, I really can't tell. Let me see here. It does it on voice and text, so send a voice message to Cheryl Spencer.
To Cheryl and messages. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to talk here a little bit to see what happens. But hopefully I don't get cut off. Now this is...
Send it?
No.
I won't send it.
That was a voice message. Now let me try a text message. Send a text message to Cheryl Spencer.
Send it?
It's still trying to send the other one. Let me get out of it.
Wow. So did that one cut you off before you were ready to send the message, right, Terry?
Yeah, it did. Let me try it again here. Send a text message to Cheryl Spencer.
What do you want to say to Cheryl?
Hi, Cheryl, comma. This is just a demonstration of the chat room here and letting you see if this will cut me off.
It says, "Hi Cheryl, this is just a demonstration of in the chat room here and button to see."
I didn't hesitate that long.
Send it.
Terry, I don't know. This may be just me, but when I listen to you sending these things, you have a tendency to pause to think. And I'm wondering if that's what it's interpreting that you're done, and that's why it's doing it.
Well, I'm pausing because I just seen if it was going to send it right away. Maybe I ought to do one without pausing. But I was just doing it to see how long it would, you know, take to cut off.
Well, one thing I do notice is that the amount of time that it allows you to pause during a message, whether it be audio or text, is a lot shorter than if you're actually doing dictation in a document or an email or something like that.
Okay, have you tried, when you're sending an audio message, have you tried saying, when it says ready to send, have you tried saying continue?
I think I've tried that. Let me try it again here. send a voice message to Cheryl Spencer.
To Cheryl and messages. Go ahead.
Okay, Cheryl. I'm going to give that a try and see what happens. I think you want me to say continue, and that's what I'll do. So we'll see.
Send it.
Continue.
It's sent.
Oh, I said continue.
Okay. So yours there that just came through. So when I say send voice message, it just says to who? And then I talk and whatever, and it lets me talk as long as I want. So I'm wondering if you try it, send audio message.
When I want to add to a voice message, I'll say add to it. And that's what will trigger that for me usually.
Yeah, try that.
Now, is that to a voice message or text or both?
Both. One thing I have trouble with, and I think I've mentioned this in previous iPhone gatherings here, is that I have to be very specific about what I say. Like, I used to be able to say, send voice message to Terry Borden. But now I have to say, send audio message to Terry Borden. That was it. And now it says, your message reads audio message or whatever. I have to say, send voice message to Terry Borden. So they've kind of changed that a little bit.
Yeah, well I just did it. It worked fine. I did, I sent one to Mar. And I said, send voice message. And I said, to who? And I said, Marlene Nord. So then I record the message and it stopped, and I said, add to. And it said, to Marlene Nord. I said, yep. And I continued with the message.
Okay, well, that's cool.
So I think maybe it come to her through as just one single message, I think.
Okay, I'm going to check it out now. So I'll be on the side for a bit.
So you said add to?
Yeah, I said add to.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. Because I thought it might be continue, but add to.
That's good to know. Because a lot of times when I'm sending text to Dawn, I hardly get out 4 words.
I have a hard time keeping my thoughts straight when I'm doing that. So I'll usually just grab my keyboard and type whatever I want to say.
See, I'm not a typer. I can type on iPhone, no big deal. But I just don't like to type. I'm lazy.
I need to use my keyboard with my iPhone for that kind of thing. Because I have one.
I have one like Cheryl's. I use it maybe 2 or 3 times after I got it, just for a few minutes, and it's here in the drawer.
Every time I have something to type, like if I'm doing an email, like every day I have to turn in my time, and then like my blurb sending out for the iPhone class. I do it all on type. I could never just hunt and peck on the screen. I just type it into on the keyboard.
Yeah, I'm slow at typing, but I can do it. And I have a Bluetooth keyboard, and I've played with it a couple of times. It's back in the drawer. One of the things that I noticed here was that when I was on calls after I did the latest, whatever the latest update is, it kept saying, my calls kept dropping. Call failed. And I finally played around in my Wi-Fi settings, and it had set itself to low data mode. And so I thought, well, I don't remember seeing that before, whether that was something that it turned on when it did the update, And so I turned that off, and it seems to make a difference. I know it says it's supposed to help you, but you're on Wi-Fi, so I don't know why it would matter, but it was supposed to help you cut down on your data usage or something like that. Did anybody explain that to me?
I am not familiar with that at all.
I missed part of it because I was fooled. My phone was playing Mars Message. She said it worked. And hopefully it didn't come through as two messages. I think it probably just one.
No, I'm not familiar with it either.
But it makes sense that if they've got it on low data mode, that you call for drop. But if you're on Wi-Fi calling, that shouldn't affect that at all.
Now, if you have your Wi-Fi turned on, all your calls should use your Wi-Fi. It shouldn't even use your data.
Well, that's what I thought. So I did turn it off, and it does seem to be better. So I thought, yeah, why would that make a difference on your when you're using Wi-Fi calling?
Yeah, if I'm, you know, of course you have to be signed into your home network with Wi-Fi. But that should take care of it. That's strange. Interesting.
So when you're out and you're away from your Wi-Fi, does your watch use the data from your phone to access itself, or how does that work?
I think your watch is just Bluetoothing, like, you know, it's just the same as you using a headset or something else. You're just using your watch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way I understand it. It's just Bluetooth to your phone.
Oh, because I had to, I didn't have to sign in, but I had to choose my network when I first started setting it up. Oh, man, that was interesting. When you first set it up, you have to hold your watch up to the camera. And of course, I am so bad at focusing. So, but I finally got it done after, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes trying.
My church has this app that you can use instead of filling out an attendance card like they like you to do, and that you went to communion and all that. And for the longest time, it worked fine because it you say that, you know, it, you do it on the day that you went to church, and it'll give you a choice that you went to church in the sanctuary, no communion, sanctuary with communion, and then there's another swipe over where it's online. You can listen from home. And that the sanctuary communion and no communion is supposed to be adjustable, like you would flick up and down to change it. And for some reason or other, whether they did an update or an Apple update, messed it up, where that ability to scroll and make that adjustment is not happening. Anybody ever see anything like that where I think it even says adjustable, but it doesn't move?
I'm not sure, but I tell you what, some of these updates, they end up breaking things, and I would contact the developer if there's a setting and feedback. I would send them a note.
Well, I'll tell you, I ran into that with DoorDash. I was trying to, because I hadn't used it for a long time, so I kind of had to reestablish my account. And I had to accept these stupid terms, you know, how they got those terms that you got to push an accept button. For the longest time, I could not get to the accept button at all. Well, I finally closed out the app and reopened it, and then... Oh, no, I turned on screen recognition. That's what I did. And I was able to find it that way.
Ooh, I'll have to try that. Yeah. Okay. I forget how you get to that.
Do you put that in your rotor, Mar?
Yeah, I have it in my rotor, but it is in the accessibility settings someplace. I just can't remember, but it is in the accessibility settings.
So basically, is that like JAWS, the version of going into JAWS mode in on the computer, the screen recognition?
I think so. Apple Accessibility told me about it several months ago because we were actually working with this other app that I'm supposed to be able to use to clock my hours for working for Lori. Well, of course, you have to sign something, and there's a clock thing, and the whole thing isn't really accessible. And I'm not sure how they could even make it that way, but it's very, very difficult. And we even turned screen recognition on, and some things worked, but some things didn't. And this really neat Apple representative took me through the whole thing, and we kind of deemed the thing totally inaccessible.
So when you turn screen recognition on, are you able to flick around like you normally would? Does it just show you more of the screen? Is it a toggle on and off?
Yeah. And if you have it in your rotor, then you can flick up or down to turn it off and on like you do with your sounds and stuff. In certain sites, it will reveal more. And to be very honest, I'm not exactly sure what it does or how it works, but it might be more like a JAWS cursor or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what the technology of it is.
Yeah, I know, because sometimes you will hear people say they were having a problem, and one of the first things that people will say is screen recognition on or off, that it varies with whatever it is you're trying to work with, I guess.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end, but I have a question when you're done, so let me know if I got time for it.
I guess we can go ahead and Terry, go ahead.
Has anybody played around with the recorder? When you're in a phone call, it says to record. Mine is grayed out. Maybe there's a way to turn it on, I don't know. But the other day I was working with Steve from Indiana, and I was giving him some directions on what to do on his Team Talk settings. And he asked me, is it okay if I record you? And he turned it on. It says, you are being recorded, which was pretty cool. And so I wondered if maybe it hasn't been released to me yet, or if there's a way you turn it on. Has anybody played with that?
I bumped into it by accident the day before. But I didn't really fool it, so I really can't answer that.
Is that while you're on the phone? It the record button is there?
Yeah, it's there when you're ringing. I was going to record earlier when I made a phone call. I have to try it when I'm actually in the call and see if it does it, see if I can activate it. Because it was ringing and I was trying to activate it and it didn't do it. It was grayed out. So
while you're on the call, it's probably active then, so it wouldn't be active until you're actually on the call. Is that the way it works?
I believe so, because then it pops up and tells you that you are being recorded, which that could be neat in a lot of ways. You know, you're getting some information or getting a health report on somebody or you know, just giving some tech information, whatever, that could be handy.
Or if you call a complaint line and you activate that button, you are being recorded. Kind of scare them a little bit.
Well, they do it. Why shouldn't we, right?
You are being recorded for quality control, or however that works.
Exactly.
I wonder if you have to enable the microphone first.
I wouldn't think so. I think, you know, it's on the phone. It should be enabled. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll have to call and try it.
The microphone should be activated because that's how you make a phone call. But I think I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet and update. So if you hear a scream in the middle of the night, it might be me.
If it's from the south, it's probably you.
Uh-oh.
Well, just, I mean, you know, don't make Wayne's hearing worse. That wouldn't be nice.
I was going to say the second scream you hear will be Wayne.
Yeah, you're probably right.
We'll probably hear him in the background like we always do.
Yeah, he's only like 5 feet from me when he's sitting on the computer.
I love it. It's so funny to hear you guys laughing in the background. We can hear each of you. And you're laughing, he's talking, or vice versa. It's cute.
Terry, if you ever want to play around with that recording thing, feel free to call. And I'm sure Parker would feel the same way.
Well, I was going to call you as soon as we get done here.
Okay.
Well, with that, I think this is a good time to pause for the cause and take a 2-week break until we meet again. It's going to be, I'll have the update, so we shall see how it's going to be. So thank you all for coming. I really appreciate that. A lot of good participation, and I think we all learned a little bit. Everybody have a great afternoon.
Next one will be December 18th.